Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Last time on the Church Acts podcast, we discussed heaviness and how to deal with it from a spiritual perspective. So according to the dictionary, heaviness is defined as the quality, and what a wonderful quality is, of being oppressive or overpowering to the senses or a mentally oppressive feeling, especially of sadness or grief. So we spoke about how anything that steals, kills, or destroys is not from God, and therefore we should avoid it. We also talked about how we can take back control of the lever, the control of the lever, you know, back and not go down paths and roads of heaviness in our lives by remembering that, hey, the battle does not belong to us. The battle belongs to the Lord. Therefore, we don't need to succumb or come underneath anything that would be trying to come over us, right? So today is not going to be a very long podcast, but I think it's still going to be a good thought-provoking one. We're going to be discussing some practical things that we can do as preventative measures to make sure heaviness does not have easy access to our minds and lives. So when heaviness tries to come on you, it usually happens because we allow it to through the places that we go in our minds. A close relative to heaviness is overwhelm. So I guess we could almost say that this episode is about being overwhelmed, but it definitely has a direct correlation to heaviness. So you solve the overwhelm and you could take a lot of the mental energy, you can free that up to be able to really fight heaviness. So when we're overwhelmed, things start piling up and we have no more mental margin to just process everything. So this can lead to a place of overwhelm, as I was talking about, which weakens our defenses against heaviness. One of the branches of heaviness, therefore, is overwhelmedness. And here's how we can start cutting that off practically. So an endless task lists and to-dos, that is not good for your mind. Endless multitasking, switching from task to task, take up massive amounts of our mental capacity, and I think they can lead us to a place of overwhelm. So when I'm at my best, this is just some practical stuff today, I take some time and I try to write it down or type it out. I get all those things out of my head onto some paper. So from there, we can start to organize and address, maybe even schedule things. This gets things out of our minds where they're just, growing out of proportion and onto paper so we can see what needs to be prioritized and what doesn't, what is actually important and a big deal and what is not. Another thing we can do to prevent overwhelm is to look to bring order to other areas of our lives. So let's take something practical from my life. A month ago, my wife and I were unpacking and we were organizing some of the final boxes we had in our home from when we moved. So we took everything out of the boxes and we just put it on the floor, just on the floor, just the floor of the room. The only problem is we didn't really have time to go through everything, so it just sat there. That was super disorganized. So then, because of that disorganization, the laundry started to not be as organized and it started to bring this disorganized state of overwhelm into my day, which made me less productive. How do we solve that? Well, we cleaned up the mess, vacuumed, set the desk up better where we work. And as a result, a lot of that overwhelm went away. Very practically, we can take it to God in prayer and unload it as well. This is very important. When something tries to bring us down, when we feel maybe that text message come in from someone that we are having a difficult time with, whatever it might be, or you just feel like heavy news you just got from someone or even maybe about yourself, we need to go to God, leave it with Him, just lay it down there. When something tries to bring us down, we can give it to God and ask for His help. We need to bring order to our thoughts and not wait to give it to God. As leaders, our job is actually to point people back to the one who can deal with all of their burdens and situations. And so I think that, hey, that's a great place for us to also do the same. Moving on to another one, this goes hand in hand with decisions. The more we allow things to bounce around in our minds, clutter up our thoughts and take hold of our spaces, the more mental energy these things are going to consume. So we need to, with wisdom and discipline, get things under control with God's help so that we can be freed up to actually have the capacity to deal with things like heaviness when they would try to come our way. let's be diligent in the practical habits that we can slowly instill into our day-to-day lives. Eventually, they will serve us by freeing us up so that we can be sharp and attentive, not dull to the things like heaviness that would be trying to get a hold of our lives. Remember, it's not about perfection, right? It's about leaning on the grace of God, His ability through us that will allow us to do what it is that we need to do as we continue to step up and out and be men and women of action. So this is the assignment this week. What has been causing you mental overwhelm recently? Is it a few decisions that need to be made that you keep putting off? Is it a few things? And by the way, literally as I said that, I was like, oh my goodness, Terry, like I'm totally feeling it right now, right? Is it a few things around the house that need to be attended to? And before you discount that one, when we have things that are broken or need repair around us, don't kid yourself, they can weigh on our thoughts as well. I learned this a little while ago when our dishwasher just was not working properly. Another practical thing to look at, are you leading yourself well by taking care and keeping a tidy space? Have you been taking care of your health even? You know, what has your diet been like recently? I was doing some deep research the other day on even the effect of processed sugars on our body's natural systems. And it is just incredible that you could be thinking that you're fighting an issue when sometimes it could be as simple as reworking what we put into our bodies. Like that's a simple solution right there. So what can you do or start doing to free yourself up practically so that you aren't adding to any overwhelm or heaviness in your life? Heaviness is a spiritual thing, but we can easily invite it and make its effects just that much stronger when we are overwhelmed. So let's make sure if we are going after the root cause of something, we don't allow it the space and material needed to regrow in our lives. As I mentioned earlier, today was a shorter episode, but I think also an important one. In the next coming episodes, I may finally be releasing an interview that I've been sitting on for a while now that will really encourage you, maybe even challenge you. So I'm very excited about that. But until then, remember, do not live a passive life. Don't live a passive life. God hasn't called you to be a passive follower, but an active one. So go out, be a man and a woman of action. God bless.